Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Should you move in with a guy that you've only been talking to for 2 months? It's text roulette. Now we're going to get to your calls and your texts here at 414-432-1099. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Alessandra, so what do you think about this? The question for anybody listening, if maybe you missed it earlier, the question we received through the text line, should I move in with a guy who I've been seeing for 2 months? It's going great and it would save us money. What do you think, Alessandra?
Okay, so when I heard this, I was like, oh my God, no, I have to jump down on this. Like,
why is that? What's going on with you?
She's asking if she should move in with a guy she's been seeing for 2 months.
Yeah.
2 months.
It could be love at first sight, Alessandra. That's what I was saying.
Okay, but it's going great and it would save us money. Ma'am, that's not love. That's a Groupon.
All right. Come on now.
No, you're kind of leaning more towards me. I'm not saying like dump the guy, don't be with the guy. But like where I'm coming from is you've reached out to a radio station to ask the question, which tells me your gut is telling you, this might not be the best time to do this.
Or maybe like I was
give it just a little bit. Because once you commit and you sign the lease, you're all in and you're splitting the couch. And then you got to split the couch literally in half because you break up. Like, she asked the question, or he, we don't know, I guess, if it's a guy or a girl. If you're asking the question, your spidey senses are telling you it's not right.
Totally. And it's like 2 months, it's really nothing. Like, you're still both on your best behavior. You're still in the phase where you pretend you don't poop.
Okay. Oh my God, you're full of it. Now, okay.
Well, no, she's not, because she pretends she doesn't poop, apparently.
Okay,
kidding.
Now look, here's the deal.
You know what I mean.
I know
what
you
mean. And Alessandra, we just got a text that came in here to the Side and Unlimited text line that said, Elizabeth, what about the Bachelor and Bachelorette? You've never minded those people moving in together.
Or Love is Blind. Now, to bring that up.
Okay. Here's the difference. On those shows, they're all in. They don't have the doubt. They keep moving forward. This listener sent the question into the radio station. That tells me, context clues, they are doubting this.
No, they're not doubting it. They just want to have that little oomph. Like, see, I'm right to tell their friends. No, the radio station and all of our mixed family said so. Well, except for Alessandra, who says, no, you should not move in together.
If you're doubting it, don't do it. Look, when Eric and I got together, we moved fast, like a million miles an hour, real fast. Brayson likes to joke that I showed up at the apartment and I never left. Kind of a real thing, but I never doubted it. There was never a part of me that ever had to ask a radio station, do you think this is a bad idea? I knew it was the right idea, and here we are 12 years later.
So, like, Alessandra, is this just like off the top of your head, like, oh no, this doesn't sound right, or do you know someone? Have you had this happen where somebody moved in? Maybe you moved in a little too soon?
Yeah, one of my best girlfriends, she moved in with a guy that she'd been seeing for like a month, and she was unsure. It's like you just said, if you have to ask a radio station because all your friends and family are saying probably not a good idea, if you were confident, you would just do it.
You would also, just do it. Yes. Yes.
And I get it. Like, rent is rude. Like, groceries are disrespectful. I get it. Everything's so expensive. But, like, you have to put the U-Haul in reverse, girl. Like, this is...
Back it up. Back in that truck that you rented from Home Depot, go and return it.
It's $19.99, man.
Okay, well, this is, we know where we stand, and I'm with you, Alessandra, and I'm seeing the text coming in saying, look, you're never going to know if you don't try. And all advice that we're going to send back to the Mixed listener when we send this audio to them that they can consider. Would love a follow-up, by the way, if you are moving in or not moving in. I just think proceed with caution and maybe sign a 6-month lease somewhere else or month to month and just see what's up and then address it later if you think it's going to feel better.
Don't move in with the Groupon.
Yes.
Move if you are in love, not logistics.
Yes. Thank you, Alessandra, for being on the show this morning with Text Roulette. This is a good wrap. I think this is a good place to wrap this one up here for this morning. And what question do you want people to give their advice on and help you solve? Send in those anonymous questions, 414-432-1099. We might be talking about your dilemma on the radio coming up here on The Mix.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.